KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports, the Iowa High School Athletic Association will have a new leader in July. The board of the organization, which oversees boys high school sports in Iowa, has named Cedar Rapids Xavier president Tom Keating to be its sixth executive director. Keating replaces Alan Bestie, who is retiring. Keating is a Philadelphia native who began teaching and coaching in Maxwell in 1977. He moved to Dubuque Wallert in 1980 as the activities director, and won 11 state volleyball championships there as the head coach. He became a principal at Xavier in 2004 and president in 2018. Keating also served on the Iowa High School Athletic Association's Board of Control from 2008 to 2018. He'll begin his new job on July 1st. Well, Iowa opens up play as the sixth seed in the Big Ten Conference basketball tournament tonight. Coming in on a four-game losing streak, head coach Fran McCaffrey knows it's not ideal, but it happens over the course of a season.
It's a long season, and that's fairly typical for most teams. You're going to have times when certain things are working, certain players are cooking, and times when they're not. And that's, he's got to stay together.
McCaffrey expects his team to respond in Chicago.
It's always a challenge. You know, whatever league you're in, whatever team you have, and it's not always a function of veterans versus young guys. You know, it's a resilient group, I think. We'll be okay.
Iowa faces number 11 seed Illinois tonight. We'll have coverage of that game beginning at 7:30 with the pregame here this evening on KJAN. Illinois advanced because Georgie Bashanvili scored 26 points. Trent Frazier added 21, including the go-ahead three-pointer late, and Illinois rallied for a 74-69 overtime win against Northwestern. Andres Feliz had 11 points and a career-high 10 rebounds as Illinois won for just the second time in seven games. Also in the Big Ten tourney last night, James Palmer Jr. tied a career-high with 34 points, and Nebraska beat Rutgers 68-61 in the opening round of the Big Ten tourney. Palmer matched a career personal best set against Ohio State last season and scored 27 in the second half to help carry Nebraska into the second round. In the Big 12 tournament, Desmond Bain hit a corner three with 16 seconds left to give TCU a one-point lead as they went on to hold off Oklahoma State 73-70 in the opening round of the Big 12. The Horned Frogs fought off a late comeback by the Cowboys, who outscored TCU 41-28 in the second half. Number 5 Iowa State opens up play today as they at the Big 12 Conference Men's Basketball Tournament in Kansas City. They'll take on the fourth seed Baylor Bears beginning at 11:30 this morning.
Yeah, Hilton South. When I first got here, everybody talked about it, but until you really experience it, you can't imagine what it's like. And our fan base travels here so well. The environment's incredible. And I've been around, I've been a lot of different places for venues and tournaments. This is the elite conference tournament in college basketball.
That's head coach Steve Prohm entering the tourney on a three-game losing slide. Prohm says he looks for his team to rebound.
Yeah, we do. Obviously, the first two-thirds, really three-fourths of the season, we're really good, as high as 13th in the country. And then the last 3 weeks, we weren't very good, and really more so on the defensive end. But the season's broke up into preseason, regular season, conference season, and now you wipe your slate clean with the Big 12 tournament NCAAs. And we got an opportunity to get some really good wins here. It'll be a home court advantage for us Thursday against Baylor, but we know we've got to defend a three-point line. We know we got to rebound better if we're going to compete with them.
Again, that's 11:30 start time in that contest. Another college basketball tournament play in the ACC. Buddy Boeheim had a career-high 20 points as Syracuse defeated Pittsburgh 73-59 in the second round of the Atlantic Coast Conference tournament. Jordan Nora had 24 points and 9 rebounds, and Louisville notched his 20th win of the season, beating Notre Dame 75-53. Kerry Blackshear had 19 points and 10 rebounds, helping number 16 Virginia Tech beat Miami 71-56. Markell Johnson hit two free throws with 2 seconds left, and North Carolina State came from 18 down in the first half to beat Clemson 59-58. In the SEC tournament, Jordan Geist had a career-high 30 points, and number 12 seed Missouri outlasted Georgia 71-61. Sevion Flagg scored 17 of his career-high 29 points in the first half, and 11th-seeded Texas A&M beat Vanderbilt 69-52. In the Big East tourney, facing the possibility of taking a four-game losing streak into Selection Sunday, Shamori Ponds and St. John's ran away from DePaul to give their NCAA tournament hopes a boost. Ponds at 18 points to give the Red Storm an 82-74 win in the first round of that tourney. Also, Providence kept its NCAA hopes alive and found yet another way to beat Butler as they picked up an 80-57 win yesterday. In the Pac-12 conference tournament, Jalen Hands had 22 points and 11 rebounds, helping UCLA hold off Stanford 79-72 in the first round. Also, Oregon rolled over Washington State 84-51. It was Colorado beating California 56-51. And also, Benny Boatwright had 22 points and 11 rebounds to help Southern California beat Arizona 78-65 in first-round Pac-12 conference play. In football news, the Seattle Seahawks hope they found the solution for their recent kicking troubles. The Seahawks have agreed to sign Pro Bowl kicker Jason Myers to a 4-year deal. Myers was in a battle with veteran Sebastian Janikowski during Seattle's training camp last year. Janikowski won the job in part because of his veteran status, but it was Myers who had the better season after being signed by the New York Jets. Also around the league, the Jaguars have released Blake Bortles after officially agreeing to terms with fellow quarterback Nick Foles. The Jags parted ways with the third overall pick in the 2014 draft just 13 months after they gave him a 3-year, $58 million contract. The Patriots have extended qualifying offers to restricted free agent wide receiver Josh Gordon and defensive back Jonathan Jones. Gordon could rejoin New England only if he's reinstated from his latest suspension for violating an agreement that allowed him to play after multiple drug suspensions. Also, cornerback Jason McCourty has agreed to a 2-year deal to remain with the Super Bowl champs. Shamar Stevens returned to the Minnesota Vikings to fill the defensive tackle spot opened by the departure of Sheldon Richardson. The Saints have agreed to terms on a new 5-year contract with kicker Will Lutz, who made 28 of 30 field goal attempts and 52 of 53 extra points last season. They also agreed to terms with free agent running back Latavius Murray on a 4-year contract. Cowboys are keeping offensive tackle Cameron Fleming and fullback Jamiz Olawale. Also, guard A.J. Cann has agreed to terms on a 3-year deal with the Jaguars. The Chargers are signing Tyrod Taylor to a 2-year contract to be the backup to Phillip Rivers. Also, cornerback Pierre Desir has agreed to a 3-year contract with the Colts. The Browns filled a hole at linebacker, reaching an agreement with Adarius Taylor, a free agent, on a 2-year deal. The Baltimore Ravens have signed running back Mark Ingram and safety Earl Thomas. The Redskins are making salary cap room as they release Zach Brown and defensive lineman Stacy McGee. The Titans announced they've come to terms with offensive lineman Kevin Pamphiel on a 1-year deal. Linebacker Preston Brown got a 3-year extension from the Bengals. Also, the Falcons have come to terms with guards James Carpenter and Jamin Brown. The team also is cutting former starting right tackle Ryan Schrader. The Chiefs have released safety Eric Berry, who missed nearly all of last season with a mysterious heel injury that cropped up early in training camp. 4-time Pro Bowl guard Josh Sitton has been released by the Dolphins. The Raiders have agreed to a deal with wide receiver Tyrell Williams. The Bears have agreed to a 1-year contract with veteran offensive lineman Ted Larson. And also Deion Buchanan and receiver Brashad Perryman have agreed to join the Buccaneers on 1-year contracts. In baseball news, St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Carlos Martinez will begin the season on the injured list as the 2-time All-Star tries to work his way back from shoulder weakness. Martinez will not appear in exhibition games. He's to throw on flat ground next week before moving to a mound. St. Louis has not announced a timetable for Martinez's arm strengthening program. The pitcher received a platelet-rich plasma injection 2 weeks ago, and manager Mike Schilt said treatment improved Martinez's condition. The 27-year-old righty was the Cardinals' opening day starter last season. Well, Tony Stewart headlines 6 new nominees eligible for induction into NASCAR's Hall of Fame. Stewart joins Neil Bonnet, Sam Ard, Marvin Panch, Jim Pascal, and Red Vogt as new nominees. NASCAR also added 3 new nominees for the Landmark Award for contribution to the sport: Edsel Ford II of Ford Motor Company, Pocono Raceway founder Dr. Joseph Mattioli, and NASCAR president Mike Helton. And Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says officials are reviewing whether a widespread college bribery scandal violated federal education rules. A statement issued Wednesday by DeVos calls the scheme disgraceful and says her department is looking closely at the issue. 50 people have been charged in a scheme in which wealthy parents bribed sports coaches and other officials to get their children into elite universities. Those coaches worked at colleges including Yale, Stanford, Georgetown, and the University of Southern California. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.